You may have heard on Ro Khan's show just in the last hour, the mayor of Oak Park on talking about a voluntary shelter-in-place order in the village of Oak Park. Charlie Meyerson's lived there his long time, and he, of course, is the proprietor. He's a longtime journalist for XRT, for here at WGN, other places, and he's also the proprietor of Chicago Public Square, which is a pretty great newsletter email that comes out every single day. If you don't subscribe, you should, because he's just been killing it right now when it comes to some of the coverage of COVID, or just letting us know what the stories are. Charlie Meyerson, who, of course, like I said, used to work here at WGN, lives in Oak Park, joins me now. Charlie, thanks for joining. We appreciate it.
It's a privilege to be back with you, Justin.
Yep. Okay, so let's talk about this right away. The idea of a shelter-in-place order, what do you know about it?
Well, you know, it's interesting. As soon as, or at least shortly after Oak Park issued this order, the village website went down. So I'm not sure whether I'm looking at the very latest version of the order or not, but there is a version that's been going around on the web, not on the village website. And because someone here has been diagnosed with coronavirus, with COVID-19, they've decided to basically lock down Oak Park.
How do you feel about that? Because obviously you know that COVID has come into communities, and this is a pretty proactive measure for us. I mean, a sizable village, but not necessarily one that you guys that, you know, is just 15, 20 people in Mayberry. It's large. So how do you feel about the idea?
It has two hospitals where people are being tested for COVID-19, West Suburban and Rush Oak Park Hospital, two fairly significant medical facilities.
Absolutely. So how do you feel about
thinking
it?
Apparently. Well, you know, it's not a question of how I feel about it, because I'm not an expert, as I so often say about so many things. This is something that we've seen happen in other parts of the world that have been a little further along in their, you know, encounter with this virus. And so, you know, in some senses, it may be that Oak Park is ahead of the curve. It comes at an interesting time. In my block in particular, neighbors spontaneously decided shortly before I heard about the village order that everybody should go out on their porch at 8 o'clock and make some noise, clap, or as you can hear, I have a tambourine ready to go. So we're all set to do that, even though it does seem to kind of violate the spirit of this order that takes effect at midnight on Friday.
It's obviously we're in unprecedented times, Charlie, and you've covered news for a long time in the Chicago area. I mean, when you look at this and you see the way that community is responding and the way that people are either taking this seriously or going to the beach, whatever you might, whatever you're, you feel inclined to do.
Yeah, don't go to the beach.
Don't go to the beach. But for you, you know, it is unprecedented. How do you cover this? How do you do this as a journalist and now a resident of Oak Park who's going to be sheltered in his home?
Well, I've been sheltering in my home for months now, actually, just because. Hold on just a second. I don't know if you hear that. I had my alarm set on my phone to remind me to go outside at 8 o'clock.
Oh, there you go.
So, as you know, I've been delivering Chicago Public Square. Did you mention ChicagoPublicSquare.com, my daily free email news briefing?
Yep.
Have you plugged that yet?
I did already, yeah, at the beginning.
Good, all right. You know, I do that from my desk every morning. So right here at, the North Harvey Avenue location in Oak Park.
So that's the idea, that neighbors, your neighbors on the block and others in Oak Park are going to go outside at 8 o'clock and make some noise. And you're ready to rock. Is that just for your block, or is that going to be for the whole city of or village of Oak Park?
Well, anyone who cares to anywhere is, yeah, so long as it's in compliance with their local regulations, and ours don't take effect until midnight Friday. I think everyone should go out at 8 o'clock, and so long as you remain at least 6 feet away from other human beings that aren't in your immediate household, I think everybody should go out at 8 o'clock, and of course, stay tuned to WGN, but also make some noise.
There you go. Charlie, in your village in Oak Park, are you noticing that people are taking to social distancing, staying 6 feet apart, taking this seriously? Is this something you notice from your neighbors?
You know, I've been a good citizen for the last few days and largely have been staying inside, partly because I have just a very slight little cough. So I've been looking from afar and mostly staying inside. The streets certainly, as I think is true almost everywhere where people are paying attention, are far more lightly traveled than usual. Obviously, there aren't kids walking back and forth to school. But, yeah, pedestrian traffic is down. Automobile traffic is down. I did walk down the block over the next block to vote yesterday. There weren't a lot of people out when I took that little stroll.
There are so many people who are now working from home or are isolating themselves, and so you and your neighbors are not alone. And I think that you will see municipalities along the state of Illinois, including the city of Chicago, follow suit pretty quickly. You know, for you and your work and what you do, and you call different stories to send out to people, have you noticed an interest, because people are looking for things to find on the web or stories to read about COVID-19. Are people subscribing or possibly even showing more interest in what you're doing because of where we're at?
I have seen a modest, engagement with Chicago Public Square has generally been, I would say, strong. I've seen a modest increase in the number of opens and clicks that I get earlier in the day. Sort of by midday, more people have opened it and engaged with it than typically before all this would have been the case by, 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Overall, opens of the email that we send out and clicks are at the upper end, but not off the charts for what I've normally seen. Okay. People are interested. It's not, as I say, off the charts.
Well, Chicago Public Square is it's the email that's sent. You can subscribe to it and get an email in your inbox every single morning. Charlie, okay, so 8 o'clock, residents of Oak Park. Of course, we heard tonight there is the voluntary shelter-in-place order that will be starting on Friday. But tonight, in a show of solidarity, residents in Oak Park, especially on your block, are going to go on the porch and make noise.
That's the plan. We're going to stay at least 6 feet away from one another and just shout good wishes from afar to our neighbors. And I think it'd be lovely if everybody everywhere did the same thing.
And again, give us your tambourine again. We want to hear that sound.
Got a little tambourine right here. I'm ready to go. I'm going to take my flute out too, but
you
that doesn't work well on the radio.
Well-known flautist. Charlie Meyerson, Chicago Public Square, and a resident of Oak Park who just got today the voluntary shelter-in-place order. Thanks for joining us tonight, man. Appreciate it.
Justin, thank you. Stay safe. Keep up the great work.
You too. All right.